Let me tell you about a preacher who did not see the woman. That would be me. And two people from our church that came and said, Jeff, we'd like to do a day of focusing on fatherless kids. And I said, we don't have any fatherless kids. Oh, you mean some of our kids are single moms? He said, no. Not from the church. In our community. They had done a Bible study and found that pure religion has to do with defending the fatherless. And their little small group study had said, what does that mean? And they said, we don't know. So they began to brainstorm, and they went out and looked in the community, and they found, you know what our community does for the fatherless? Number one, they have foster care. Number two, they have intermediate care. When DSS goes and takes a kid out of a school, out of a home because of a problem. Number three, there was a lady who was doing totes for tots. I love this. Do you know what happens to a kid when they yank him out of the home? DSS comes and says, hey, we've had accusations about your dad beating you and your mom doing this. You got to yank him out of the house. They do it immediately. They can't take any of the parents' stuff, but they take the kids' clothes. The kids often don't have a suitcase, and so you know what they do? They go get a garbage bag. You imagine being a six-year-old child being taken away from your parents, no matter how tough or wrong the parents are. And they grab up your clothes and they stick them in a garbage bag. And a policeman walks you out the door to the police car. Now, that's not that kid's fault, but you tell me how that kid feels. So a little lady in our community began to make what she called totes for tots. She bought bags and sewed pretty little sayings on the bags and put a teddy bear and some other kind things and toiletries and some underwear of different sizes in different bags. And she gave them to the DSS and the police department and said, look, please don't put them in garbage bags. This is not a member of our church, but some folks in our church heard about it. And on a Sunday morning during Bible class, they invited Bette Levine in, who does foster care, and another lady who works with intermediate care, and another gal who does adoptions, and this gal from Totes for Tots. And they said, would you tell our church about it? Because we don't know how we can help the fatherless. Now, I, as the preacher, I'm going, excuse me, wait a minute, hold it. What do you mean, we don't know? And one of them said, either we don't know or we don't care. I said, I'll go with we don't know. So I sat there that morning. And these people from our community during our Bible class hour got up and explained how you can help with foster care and how you can help with intermediate care and how you can help with totes for tots. Well, walk down the road with me just 4 months, 5 months, and our ladies have made like 100 totes for tots bags. And some of our guys have helped with some of the foster care. And some of our families have gotten involved with foster care. And about 3 weeks ago, a message came to me through one of our other ministers that Bette Levine, a lady who is Hebrew and has, quite frankly, very little to do with church stuff, but who came to our church and heard what we wanted to do, how can we help foster care, came to one of our members who connected them with one of our ministers and said, last year we had a gathering for birth parents and foster parents, and we had the gathering around Thanksgiving, because it's a tough time for the kids. So we had a dinner at our place, and it wasn't all that fancy. We actually got a hotel, gave us a little room to do it in, but it was just a simple dinner for the birth parents and the foster parents all to eat together with the kid. It was so meaningful for the children, and this year we'd like to do it again, but we want to do it better. She said, do you think your church would let us use your fellowship hall to have all the foster parents and families from the city come together and eat a Thanksgiving meal? And she said, do you think there's any way your minister could give a little talk about strong families? Do you see the woman? Do you know the only reason we got that offer was because some of our members said, if the Bible says defend the fatherless, shouldn't we like do that? Good works promoting goodwill that allows us to share the good news. Do you see the woman, folks? All she did was say, here's what I've got. I want you to imagine a radical picture. I want you to imagine a picture of the Lord's church turned loose. We're going to be like Elvis. The church has left the building. We're just going to be out there.
That's right.
Everywhere. You're going to be a Christian at your work who recognizes that your work is just as sanctified a spot as your sanctuary for you to do good things. We're going to be, instead of serve us, our calendars and our checkbooks are going to reflect that we are serving the community. And when the community says, why are you doing this? We're going to grin and say, we've been dying to tell you. In fact, he died so we'd tell you. And his name is Jesus. And while we love doing good works with you and for you, we'd also love to tell you about the good news. But even if you say no to the good news, we're going to keep sharing with these good works with you. Because I tell you what, Jesus eventually is going to win. Sooner or later, love wins out. My problem is, I get tired of serving. And when on the first time they don't rush right in, I say, well, forget it. Let me tell you what, you keep serving and you keep loving in Jesus' name. You see the woman, and we can change the world through the Holy Spirit's power at work in our life doing this very thing. Right. Amen. Right.